like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bomb. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Burning bridges, everybody. October 1st. Wow, what a start. October 1st. 2018.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I just threw the
key for the bathroom in the trash can.
Why?
For good luck. By accident, you fucking idiot.
All right. Here we go.
Oh. And,
what do you mean? You took the key to the bathroom.
Instead of throwing the paper towel in there, I threw the key in.
You're such a goose.
So then I had to put my dirty hand into the fucking dirty trash can.
Welcome to the world of AIDS.
I know, I wonder what was in there, but I had to go in there.
Yeah, you gotta fish it out.
I had to fish it out.
That's my favorite Chevy Chase movie, Fetch.
Huh?
Fletch.
That's right. Fletch?
Yeah.
Chevy Chase, that guy's on fire.
He's doing great today.
He really knows how to get press.
You know who I met on Thursday after
that?
Our show? I was in a bar. Big surprise. I know, right? And I heard somebody go. I was with my daughter has a doctor appointment on that block on 71st in Columbus, and I was at this bar. And I hear somebody come in. They go, "Can you turn on the confirmation hearings?" And I go, "Is that Al Franken?" So I walked over, and it was Al Franken. And I met Al Franken. And he goes, "How'd you know it was me?" Because I had the stick out, you know. And he goes, "Well, I said you have a very distinctive voice."
Did he grope you at all? Is that how you?
He put my hands on my tits, right? And then we flew to Afghanistan. He just was like, I said, "Look, I said nice. You and Tom Davis, I'm a big fan, and I think you got a raw deal, you know."
Tom Davis got a raw deal. He got AIDS.
Really?
Yeah, he died. He died of AIDS.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, didn't he, Garrett?
I don't know. That's
I'm not going to confirm that yet.
You Google that. I'm pretty sure Tom Davis.
On record by saying,
Tom Davis died of AIDS.
He's
definitely dead. I don't know what he died of. Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Maybe Sammy Davis Jr.
It's saying carcinoid neuroendocrine tumor for 10 years before it metastasized to his liver.
Yeah, that's a long winded version for AIDS.
Sounds like it.
No, I think like AIDS would be AIDS. They would just tell you AIDS.
Oh, they tell you, they cover it up. If you got a good enough lawyer, they'll cover it up. AIDS.
Rossi was like, "I had a cold."
Pneumonia. They'll say all kinds of shit, right?
I'm just not feeling myself.
This guy on the couch, don't you have something, sir? Here, when you get on the mic.
How about I don't? I'm going through a security clearance review and I don't need my face out there.
You can't? Oh, okay, forget it.
All right. What kind of cancer do you have?
We can't
prostate
put it on.
Cancer.
Prostate cancer. That's an easy one. It's good.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's like one you want to have.
The JV ball of cancer.
Yeah, exactly. You just want to like that's a good one to have. You don't want to.
No, but I overheard him saying that he wouldn't. You were just
tiring.
Hanging out with Gino, and Gino was trying to get you drunk. You know that counterattack your AIDS medicine, isn't it?
By the way, I think it succeeded. I talked to you a couple hours ago. You were pretty shit-faced, so
right?
Yeah, so that's cool.
What happened now? So the alcohol is going to make your...
It counteracted with my medication a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm brand new to this cancer thing.
Okay, how many stages
Welcome to the family.
I don't know. We're determining how bad it is.
Okay, wow, you're very new.
How'd you find out?
I had to piss about 35 times in a morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, there's this can't be normal. Went to the doctor. She stuck her finger in my asshole. And then, you know, she's like, "This is big and spongy."
Was your boyfriend wiping his face off? Like, this is too much.
I mean, he was disappointed that it was a lady doctor, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So they took a biopsy. You're waiting for results?
I'm waiting for results.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, but
so
I
you don't even know what stage you are or anything?
No.
All right. Hey,
but how old are you?
38.
Right. And they know it's cancer already.
The size.
Huh?
Size of the prostate.
Size of the prostate.
Oh, they know it's something?
Yeah.
So it's definitely cancer.
And also,
hopefully.
Also with cancer, he's been feeling pretty crabby.
Oh, dude, I was tired. I went down to the village.
She has some hot butter.
So what, what does that mean? I went to the village.
Just walking there made me so tired just now.
Greenwich Village?
I think so.
You probably picked up something down there, too.
Exactly.
Crawling with AIDS.
Yeah, like,
hepatitis C and B and A.
Drinking out of a street puddle. All of a sudden,
Jesus
I feel...
Jesus Christ, you shake a guy's hand, he's all sweaty. It's like, why are you sweaty, sir? Because I have AIDS.
Do you ever meet anyone with AIDS? Or you ever met anyone with AIDS? Like, that you know they have AIDS?
No.
HIV?
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. How much AIDS do you have? Go ahead.
Brian.
Yo.
Tell Kevin not to come to Chipperson again, because he fucking ruined the whole goddamn show. You know that?
Well, I was his guest, according to
I ruined it? Who is this?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
How did I ruin it?
Because Brian is trying to, you know, go with Chip, and you're sitting there like his fucking dad.
Yep.
With the face. I know, Brian, you couldn't see his face, but he was like really making that fucking face of his. Oh, don't say anything. Don't say anything. It's not like you drop an N-bomb or anything like that. Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't say nigger once.
And Kevin's sitting there like you know, shit. He took like he was going to take a shit in his pants. He was so afraid. And that guy back there, that fucking, you know, I don't know who the fuck he was. Chip was like in real trouble.
Yeah,
Chip was not in any trouble. You're a fucking idiot, and no disrespect.
None.
To you or your mom, but you're a fucking moron, because, don't worry about what you think. You're a drunken idiot,
too. There we go.
So the point is,
your buddy Gino there?
The point is, when there's eight guys there, you don't need a lot of people over talking. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. So it's like, if Brian's one of three people there, yeah, chime in a lot. But if he's one of fucking eight people,
there were eight.
You want to bet?
There were not eight microphones.
Want to bet? Okay, there were eight people there. There were eight people there.
$1,000.
There was eight people there. Joe Mackey.
Go ahead.
You.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joe Mackey, that faggot.
Joe Mackey, you, right. Me, Alana,
huh?
Kumia,
right?
Christina, Rob, Chip.
Rob's not on mic.
He is on mic.
He gets called on mic.
Okay, but he still can talk. There's eight people there.
And Alana got there.
And then there was nine. And then
they're late.
And then there's a guest.
Right.
So then he's insulting Alana. Shut the fuck up. Hang up on him. Hang up on him. Shut the fuck up.
He's a subscriber.
Fuck him.
Oh my God.
Fuck him.
Sorry,
I hope you fucking get prostate cancer at level 4. You fucking cocksucker.
Well, I'm.
You fucking cocksucker. First of all, he doesn't need it. It's Chip Show. Nobody even hears what fucking Brian says. He just never stops, and nobody even fucking hears what he says. So he just keeps going. He thinks it's his fucking show.
I have a great idea. Let's try to make an amusing show here and not talk about Chip Show and how great I did. It's
okay.
Fun.
No. You said you bombed on purpose on Wednesday. So are you bombing today on purpose? What are you gonna do? What's your game plan today?
I don't.
He said he bombed on purpose.
I don't like the acrimony that has come out of this relationship. I wish we could just kind of move forward and make some.
Too late. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got, caller? Favorite Labor Day memory?
Yeah, that was the time I drowned Brian McCarthy in my toilet. Fuck you.
There you go. All right, good. Kevin just got a hard on.
What you did on Chipper's podcast last night sickened all of mankind, you fucking whore. You remember me, right, Brian? We know each other. You remember me, right?
Angry guy. Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, I want to jackboot my greased foot up your ass and wear you like the fucking clown shoe you are.
Yeah,
you
and me both.
You motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
I know. All right.
How bad was he?
Look, drop the, and please, drop the trying to fuck Lana love business with this retarded flirting thing you do. She's never going to fuck you, you googly-eyed disaster, I guarantee it. You wet-faced chipmunk, fake-laughing motherfucker!
Never fake
already, goddammit!
Never fake laughter, sir. It's always the real deal. I enjoy that show.
We heard you actually laugh, motherfucker. We know when it's forced chipmunk, red-faced bullshit, and you carpet bombed us. You carpet bombed us! They were crispy Vietnamese kids in the studio last night. You whore! Fuck you!
You say twisted Vietnamese kids? That's great. Good for you. What were they playing? Canal? Fucking Shrek. I can't remember the game with the mat. Anybody, please help me out.
I cough. I laugh more if my hernia is going to pop through my fucking stomach. I can't cough or laugh without my hernia fucking popping out.
Well,
but you're right though. He thinks oh, here's what I'll do. I got this figured out. Come on, man.
I made a choice. Like I said before, some people enjoyed it. Some people didn't.
Bomb.
Whatever.
A choice to bomb. It's a unique style. We're here comic
now.
Styling.
We're here now.
What else you got, caller?
Yes, please.
Well, I mean, I'm just surprised you guys remember me because every time that guy fucking Mike Florentine calls. You guys fucking mistake him for me, and it's getting on my fucking nerves. And I expect that from you, Brennan, because you're autistic and no one ever loved you. But that fucking asshole next to you is blind. Isn't he supposed to have, like, super hearing? Your fucking tits on a bowl, McCarthy, you know that?
Tits in a bowl?
Awesome. Whatever,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, great. You're fucking useless!
All right, okay, you're right. I am as God made me, sir.
How many people call you cunts on the phone that you can't remember me?
I don't know, you're fair enough. No, you're the one guy. Listen, you've got that.
Well, Shetty's going to be here next week.
Good. Maybe you'll remember me from now on.
No, for sure.
And to Mike Florentine out there, you know who you are. The asshole named Mike who calls and sounds like Jim Florentine and brings nothing else to the show. Fuck you, you wannabe bitch. Nobody wants to take your calls because everyone at the compound is sure that you're exactly the kind of gentleman who'd crawl over his dead mother to fuck his father. Die, you motherfucker!
Wow.
Shit!
Damn it. All right. Okay.
All worth it now. It's all worth it now. We get this guy back.
I appreciate you taking the call. I enjoyed participating on the air, man. Thanks,
no, thank you very much. You're a good kid.
Hey, and also, Buscetti's going to be here next week, so call back and insult him.
Oh, God. Oh, dude. I will cut him from neck to nuts. It will be fucking savage.
From neck to nuts.
And if anybody wants to, I haven't tweeted in a while, but you can follow me at Space Hunger. And if I get like 2,000 follows, I will nuke that account with a mushroom cloud of racial profanity that has never been seen on this fucking planet. So let's see how many faggots listen to this show and follow at Space Hunger, you fucking faggots.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'm guessing a lot of...
Speaky wheel gets the grease.
Absolutely. All right, good.
All right, later, boys.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Have a great Monday. What do you say, really? Like, honestly.
Space Hunger. I think I already follow him.
I think I should probably pick that up. I'll follow him. I know. He sounds like a nice guy.
Sweet guy. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, it's OVO Cool Cat here.
Oh, yeah, of course. How are you?
What's your hot take?
My hot take is I think Brian's performance kind of went down a little bit last night on Chip Chipperson.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it was you know what? I will say this, though. It was better than that Joe Mackey guy, because that guy is a fucking idiot. He just, like, he likes to sit there and, like, act like you know, Brian isn't really that good and stuff. Like that was his whole act last
right.
night.
Right.
No, his stupid. Act, listen, he is a stand-up. He's one of these stand-ups that, like, I want to be judged by my act, but it's like, life ain't like that. So don't say you're a comedian, don't say I can't talk to people. Like, then say I don't want to do the show. Like, I don't know if Chip knew. I don't know if Chip knew he wasn't going to talk. He probably knew something.
He's on the show before, though.
So they bring him in as just like, you know, I don't talk. And then Joe's like, I don't talk. So it's like, okay, he's like one of those guys like, I'm not funny off stage. I don't talk. It's like, okay, well, you know, it's a different world now. You can't just be judged by your fucking act. You got to be active on Twitter. I'm talking to my wife. You got to be active on Facebook and Twitter. You got to be out there. You got to talk to the people. You got to take calls. You can't just be like, I write my act. What happens if you get heckled? I don't like to improvise. I don't like to have interpersonal conversations.
Yeah, his whole act last night was like, acting like, oh, this fucking guy, Brian, that I don't even know, he is a hack. It's like, we fucking already know that.
He didn't say anything to Brian. What are you talking? He didn't say a word to Brian. Brian just kept, Brian thought he had to compensate for that side of the room because Joe wasn't talking. So he goes, I'll jump in.
I feel like I had to elevate I didn't like dead air, you know, and Kevin wasn't.
You weren't going to get dead air. Cumbia was there. There was plenty of people there.
I understand.
But, like, the YouTube version, he was, like, cringing the whole entire time Brian told a joke and, like, looking at him weird.
who did?
Joe
Machi or whatever the fuck his name is. He was looking at Brian weird the whole entire time, every time he told a joke.
Yeah, well, that sounds about my the whole life.
Ryan can't work at night. That's the problem. Because as the day goes on, he gets more and more deranged and more into his, like, I need another drink.
I can't do this.
He thought he had two drinks. He told me he had two drinks. And then I said, you had two drinks with me when you got there at 6 o'clock. So it's like... So that, you know, he's lying if he's already saying two.
Misplace the truth.
No, you're drunk. Hey, it's like you're pulling a fucking Kavanaugh. I like beer. Mm. I don't know how many I had. I know. What?
He likes wine.
I do like wine. Pinot Grigio or rosé. Oh gosh. So delicious.
So yeah, so Brian really was a disaster, right?
I don't think I was a disaster. I think some people liked it, some people didn't, and it's how it is. You know, whatever. Like, let's move forward. Like, are we, you know.
What? To what? The hearings?
Yeah, sure.
We want to move forward to this guy's fucking ass cancer.
Yeah, why not? Can you
like my wife? Let's move forward to where?
Divorce.
What'd they
court.
Say about the fucking tea?
For me?
Andrew, what did they say about the tea? Oh,
thanks.
They said to go fuck myself, so I'm drinking the coffee, you're drinking the tea.
Hey. Yeah, she's fucking idiot. They're all idiots. Tea. Tea with milk and sugar, like.
They just don't speak English.
No, they speak English, but they use that, like, I don't speak, what did you say? I mean, I mumble, but fucking, then ask. If you're not sure, ask.
All the time when I'm drunk and pulled over, so I get it.
Right. You're like, I serve my country.
Oh, what else you got? But the show was decent, but it's like Brian thinks they need him. Brian, listen.
I think they need
when
me.
People are drunk,
oh, God,
they chime in more
you're
than they really
bore.
Need to.
You are a bore. I swear to God. I like you.
Yeah, when that's why you drink. So you relax, you get loose.
No, I wasn't.
You say more than you need to. And you become the life of the party, even if you're the only one who thinks that. I've been around it my whole fucking life.
Right.
My whole life. Hey, my mom and dad are both alcoholics.
Right.
They used to fight over who was funnier at the dinner table.
Right. When Prohibition, they go down to the basement and.
I've been around drunks my whole life. They're like, I'm fine. I got a lot to say. I used to work at a bar as a bartender. A guy would come in, not say a word. After three or four whiskey sours, he's got a lot to say. Shut the fuck up.
Whiskey
sour. I liked you better when you were quiet. Cunt.
The gay bar? Whiskey sours.
Oh, that was back in the 80s when people drank whiskey sours.
Fair enough.
And I'd sometimes have to mash up a Manhattan, mash up the fruit and the bitters in the bottom.
In the glory hole in the bathroom.
I mean, an old fashioned. What's the old fashioned, right? You put bitters and fucking and right, sugar.
It's an orange peel.
Orange peel and a cherry.
And a cherry.
That comes up, you go, can I have an old fashioned?
Right.
Yeah, I'd get him one. And then I saw him approach the bar, I'd go to the other side of the bar. I have to go to another bar to get your other next old fashioned, you faggot.
Whoa. Hey, one thing that I thought was pretty funny, though, was that, like, the fucking captions that they put on everyone's titles, like, they put Brian, they fucking put Brian as Brian's partner. That was pretty hilarious.
Right. No, they're trying to, yeah. So that's the point. Brian begged me to come in there. He's like, you got to bring me in.
Come on.
You got to bring me in. Then I bring him in, and he's like, oh, he goes, I tell him, I said, listen.
No, you didn't say anything.
You gotta not be drunk.
I wasn't drunk, Jesus Christ.
That's my take. That's your take as you weren't.
Take it away.
Your take as you weren't. My take is you was.
All right. Irregardless, as they
Irregardless say. Is not a word.
That's my point. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what would you say? It was worse than the first one, right? Let's move on. How's the weather?
It went down from a 7 to a 6.
All right.
Oh, six.
I'll take it. That's fine. Thank you, Ovo. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the star fucking, but that's pathetic. That's a blatant lie. Six. Out of what? 100?
We'll get him next time.
Out of 10.
Yeah. Out of 10.
All right, OVO.
Thank you very much. All right. I like your updates, by the way. You're good.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween costume?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Yeah, okay, first of all, Brian, you sound like a fucking crying baby. Everybody wants to hear what happened on the Chip Chipperson podcast.
Yeah, well, then listen to it.
You can't take constructive criticism.
No, I can, whatever, like, go ahead, criticize.
Two drinks for your ass is like 10, and you fucking know it. No way you only get two glasses of wine at 6 p.m. You sound like a faggot even talking about wine.
Fair enough. You're right, I don't, you know. I just,
God,
I
sound like fucking Neil Brennan. Next thing you know, you're gonna be out doing Chappelle's show.
That's yeah, crazy. We're good friends. I'm just quiet. I hang around. That's why people like me. All right. Well, okay. Again, like, did you hear the show? Did you hear the Chippers in the show?
Yeah, I didn't fucking crack a smile one damn time.
All right, that sounds.
And you're spelled, yeah, he didn't crack one smile.
Well, sounds about right.
It's boring. Every time you open up your mouth talking about our knockers, no one wants to hear that shit. Come up with better shit.
The only thing, when I watched yesterday, I was like, some of the jokes actually, I don't even get them when you're sitting next to me and you're fucking, but like some of the jokes. But after a while, they didn't listen. Like when they said all the pot washed up on the beach, and he goes, yeah, and if you're hungry, you can eat stone crabs. Like that was actually funny.
Yeah.
But at that point, you had lost the room. So then you just keep feeding everybody, and when I'm surprised. But again, it's not your show. Here's another thing: everyone's looking at Chip.
Right.
So it's Chip's show. The room's set up that everyone's looking at Chip. So no one's looking at you.
100%.
So when you say something, they don't even know who said it, and then it comes and goes and blah blah. So unless Chip says it, that's why it's easier if Chip actually directs goes. What do you got, Joe? What do you got, Brian? Because he knows that way the focus is on you for a second.
Right.
As you just keep lobbing them in. Yep. Nobody can fucking hear. Nobody knows who said it. And it's just bomb after bomb after bomb. And then even if you get something that's remotely funny, people don't even hear it. And even Kumi was like.
Yeah, I know. You were very concerned that our boss would see how lame
I
was.
You could tell he lost the room when Kumia stopped laughing, like mid-show.
All right. Okay. Sir.
You fucking blew it.
I blew it. Okay, great.
Blew it.
I blew it. I apologize for ruining your Sunday night. I'm sorry. I tried to do something. It didn't work. We have to move on. For me, anyway. Or we can continue to talk about.
Next time, go sober.
What's that?
Next time, just be sober. You don't have to.
I was
get
sober.
Drunk,
dude.
Yeah, right. You're lobbing out titty jokes. You sound like a drunk nigger.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See? And now, there you go. Well, he's got a point there. So. You know what, sir? You redeemed yourself in that last statement there. I up until then, I thought you were full of beans. But, you know, you said
that's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah, he's like a drunk nigger. Then you've got me now. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen.
Right, though. All you do is talk. Yeah, how can you? I mean, what do you have to do to insult a fucking porn star? They've been through so much.
Yeah,
it's like somebody insulting someone who's been like through fucking Auschwitz or like Hiroshima.
I don't think you really go through Auschwitz. There's not like an exit door to Auschwitz.
The point is, she was like actually a friend of him. Like she's had black balls in her fucking
mouth and ass,
and she's probably done DP with fucking black people. See how I classed it up by not saying the M word?
Yep.
She's done all kinds of nasty shit. But with you, she was like, you're offensive.
Yep.
Even Lainey tweeted, like, it was weird. Lainey tweeted last night, it was weird.
Oh,
and
God.
She's their fucking house mama.
She's their pimp.
She's their pimp, and she was like, that was was disrespectful.
If Lainey's listening, I'm sorry to offend.
Not listening. She's busy getting her horse jobs. But I'm saying, it's like, when they're offended, then shit went down.
It's funny because, like, the first time I met her, remember you told me she had a big pimple on her ass? And I wish I knew that because I would have popped that sucker. Because I like to.
It wasn't that big. It was just like, what a beautiful ass. And then she had a big fucking shanker right on her ass. And it's like, what a beautiful ass. He couldn't see that fucking whitehead waiting to get popped by some Bobby black Pimple. Dick.
Well,
it's a fucking moon cricket cock.
Moon cricket cock. You know, if I ever own a sailboat, sir, that's the name of it. Let's all go on the old SS Moon Cricket cock.
And he was like saying all this shit about her period. And I'm like, then she goes, I don't have my period. It's like. So if you're a porn, I was thinking like if you're a porn star, if you get your period, that costs you money, right?
4 days a month, yeah.
So maybe can you do it so you don't have your period? You get on the pill,
like an Uvo ring, or there's a shot you can get, or something.
So you don't bleed at all.
It's got to be a fetish for period sex. So 4 days a month, you double your money, maybe.
Is there a
fetish for everything?
Time of the month porn fetish?
Yeah, it's got to be like.
Garrett's nodding, so I guess that's a yes.
Yeah, Garrett's nodding way too much.
There's got to be.
Yeah. It's totally right. It's got to be. You can hear this.
I'm no expert, but there's.
Yeah, you can hear this sweat
gotta
in his voice. He's like, it's got to be. Right? Aunt Flo and TubeGalore.com.
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much.
Well, some people liked it, some people didn't, and some people liked it a little bit. Whatever. It's like anything else. I'm not here to rehash old shit, but like you went downstairs and you said some sort of racist joke on Gnome Show, and they had to stop the Comedy Cellar podcast to like edit you out. So talk about, I can't work, I can't like see a room. You can't see a fucking room, and you can see.
He didn't even say the word. They were just being motherfuckers. He didn't even say the N-word.
Exactly, but you can see the room. You would know not to go, okay.
No, I wouldn't have done it. If I knew it was that tense, I wouldn't have done it. And as soon as it happened, I was like, okay, well, that's it. But you can't read the room, so.
Dan Natterman, like, taps his chapped lips with a napkin and just gets up and leaves?
No, I didn't want to do it anyway. They asked me. It's another thing if I'm like, hey, can I do your podcast? Can I do your podcast and then sabotage it? So well, I don't ask people to do this pod. I don't ask anybody to do their podcast anymore because I fucking had it.
Yeah.
I had it with the West Coast. I had it with like I don't ask. I'm not gonna ask Noam to do his fucking podcast and have all him be like a nervous like oh you can't say that you can't say this you can't say that. I texted Louie over the weekend by the way.
Oh, how'd that go?
I told him I said he should open his own club like Rodney Dangerfield did.
Hey, jerk offs.
Because it's like, you know, because Noam is like, everyone's playing this game. Like, I don't know. You know, he's going to get the club doesn't want to deal with it. And then Louis's going to, I said, just open your own club. At the beginning, you'll get resistance. And then eventually they'll stop. Because even these fucking, these protesters, they give up. They got to eat. They got to get on with their lives. So they'll protest at the beginning. And then it'll do great because all his fans will come. And then Louis texts it back. He goes, yeah, it'll be a big hit like Dangerfield's was.
Right.
I mean, he was joking because when we started working there, it wasn't crowded. But when it opened, when Rodney was there, it was packed.
Right, of course.
It was a big fucking hit. They used to do all the Dangerfields, the HBO Dangerfield specials there. It was a big fucking smash success. It had to be because it's been open 50 years or since the late 60s or whatever.
Should be like.
I basically texted. Louis waited a day to text me back because he's a gigantic cunt. And then, but I texted back. I fucking texted back right away when he kind of insulted me like, yeah, like you mean like Dangerfield's like the hit Dangerfield's is? And I'm like, it was a hit when it opened. Dumb fucking. So now I put the fucking curse back on him. Because where is he going to work? And I know he's going crazy. Here's the one thing about stand-up comics. Even if they suck, they still like to do it or they still need to do it because they just get bored.
Right.
There's nothing, you know, you have your alcoholism to fall back on. Yep. But like comics, they like to get on stage and talk to strangers. So I know that's killing him that he can't just freely walk to any club and go on.
It should be like Louis' Jerkoff Cafe, and every menu item has like cream in it, like it's like clam chowder or ranch dressing and everything. He comes
out. I know you're just spitballing, but yeah, you're onto something.
Yeah, it comes
so,
out.
So, no, all you got to do is call it Louis, and then the protester would show up, and then after a while, and I said most of the comics are behind you because Ted Alexander just came out with this thing that's going a little bit viral, I think, about how he slammed Louis. He didn't even say anything, but it's just like, you know, whatever. He was on the cell. He was talking about, oh, the crowd wasn't excited to see him. He goes, what I got to do, jerk off or something? He was doing all kinds of Louis references. But the point is, that's what Louis should do. He's got the money. Open a club.
Open a club.
And then you'll be, and then it'll be around forever.
Sure.
It'll and then people cool. go just to go.
Yeah.
And then Rodney Dangerfield's people they go to that like they're not doing good now but
no.
They would get tours for years because Rodney Dangerfield's is an international name.
Sure.
And so is Louis now because all the fucking trouble. So of course people are gonna go. Yeah. What are you gonna go to the fucking Greenwich Village Comedy Club or Louis?
No, Louis, 100%. You have like a big dick like that like instead of cum it's like laughter comes out of it. You know what I mean? You kind of rub it.
No, you know you do. You have a big dick hanging out, and then like every like 60 seconds, like mist comes out of
there
it.
There you go.
Know,
like yeah, exactly.
Like they do with those like when you're like at Disney World, like those pirate rides
like
and
Harry
shit.
Harry Potter or something.
Yeah, like a mist will come
a mist
out.
Of a
jizzy mist,
a lemon scented cum.
Yeah. It's like like that cream that lotion you
Jergens.
Yeah.
Jergens. Yeah, yeah.
Have a hint of Jergens to it.
Yeah, you maybe sell T-shirts like I went to Louis, I laughed, I cried, I jizzed, and he made me watch him.
See,
it works. I don't know. It's a good idea. We should get him on. You have his number. Give his number on the air. Let's see what's up with Louis.
I'm gonna give Neil's out first.
All the cool kids call it gooies.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, gooies. Thank you. Why are you back there?
Gooies.
Yeah, gooies.
It's cold.
It really is cold.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, hi.
What's up, Kev? Yo, listen, I've been listening since day one. You're being way too hard on my man Brian over there, dude.
Thank you.
You're breaking down Chip Chipperson like it's fucking Johnny Carson. You're out of your mind. It was great. Even when he bombs, it was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going nuts. Brian's the best thing that happened to this podcast since the use of the N-word.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Don't you forget it.
I mean, nigger?
Damn right, Brian. You got your back, buddy.
Okay, thank you,
first
buddy.
First of all, the
that.
N-word, comics aren't coming on now because you said the N-word so much.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, really?
No, because all these comics, they hear we're saying the N-word, you know, and or Brian is mostly.
It's so stupid. The N-word is such a stupid word. We all know what the word is. Just say the actual word. The N-word.
You can't even say the N-word. You can't even say the N-word. God forbid you say actually the N-word. But now even when you say the N-word, you look like you really want to say it. You know what I mean? It's like if you talk about kiddie porn, like, oh, you trying to tell us something?
Sure.
So when you say Brian's the N-word, like people are like, oh, because you want to say the real word, right?
Brian's like the real Chip Chipperson, except he spells it C-H-P because his eyes don't work. I'm out of here.
Well, I do thank you. I've been taking a beating from Kevin, and it has sort of...
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry.
It would
be like Brian's like if Chip was drunk.
Speaking of which... there's a little whiskey in here, right? All right, cool. Thanks. Well, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. I this show was either good or bad or people liked it or whatever. I've been hearing a lot of stuff on Twitter. People enjoy it. And if they don't either. We'll get them next time. What the fuck? I mean, you're right
next
about
time. You act like it's a, you're like
I'll
Keith
never
Robinson.
Go back again.
I get Keith Robinson on Conan, you know, because they're having the writer's strike. So they asked me. She goes, "Can you do Conan?" I've done it a bunch of times. She goes, "You want to do it?" I go, "Well, you know, technically the segment producer." She goes, she goes, "Call me. Can you do it?" I go, "Well, you know, I'm in the Writers Guild, so I'd be crossing the picket line." She goes, "Can you recommend anybody?" I go, "Keith Robinson. I know he's not a writer because he's black."
Yep.
And so get him in there. So he gets in. He does okay. He does okay. And then I go, "Keith, why didn't you do that great joke about, you know, it was a joke about, you know, after 2 terms of George W. Bush, any black," he goes, "of course, you know what I mean? Basically, like Obama's going to win because anybody would have come, that was the only time a black guy was going to get a chance is after George Bush 2-term debacle."
Right.
And he does a joke about Flavor Flav would have won. Something about Flavor Flav. But anyway, I'm not doing a joke any justice.
No, you are. Keep going.
But the joke was great. He used to kill it. I go, "It's a perfect joke. A black guy on Conan. It's a white show. Blah, blah, blah. The crowd will go nuts for it." He goes, "I'll do it next time." I go, "Motherfucker, there ain't no next time. It's always this time. Don't worry about the next time. There was no next time for Keith."
Right, Keith.
Yeah, he was never on again.
Well.
Because he's like, "No, I do it. He ended some joke about how he's mean to his girlfriend. I go, That's of course you're mean to your girlfriend. You're black."
Well, maybe by
of course I know you're mean to your girlfriend. I just saw a guy walking up 7th Avenue, grabbing his girlfriend. He's black, grabbing his black girlfriend, dragging her in front of everybody, and she's laughing like, "Oh, you stop playing." He's like, "I ain't playing, bitch." I'm like, these what? So it's like for Keith to be mean to his girlfriend on Conan, it's like, of course they expect that.
Sure.
So mix it up and do a fucking clever joke about Flavor Flav.
Well, maybe by a stroke of luck, he'll be back on the show. Because he had a stroke?
Yeah, stroke. So I get it.
All right, great. Caller, favorite Halloween costume?
Never back again.
Never marry a wop.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Flo. I'm calling in to defend Brian. Leave him the fuck alone, Kevin, you nigga.
Thank you.
Is that my wife?
You had to add lover in the back of that.
Oh my god. What have I done? Like, come on.
What's that?
You don't all have to say the N word. You're not getting paid to. Everybody acts like if they get a free T-shirt, they throw on the N-word on their call.
Anybody in the room want to run for Senate or you should just leave now if you want to.
The guy's so humiliated. He has prostate cancer. He won't be seen on camera.
He's like, I feel like
he could have weeks to live, and he's still like, you know what? I got to keep a low profile.
I feel like a real asshole.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Racism is a disease.
Uh-huh.
And it needs to be eradicated.
You got it.
It's Comedy Tom.
Yes, this is him.
Oh!
But, I see that you're at Bananas this weekend, and I know you don't like white people opening for you, so I could maybe dress up like a woman or perhaps wear blackface.
Oh, that could be good.
Or maybe do a combination of the two things.
Yeah, Leslie Jones.
Oh, that's terrible, Brian.
Well, she's a black woman. What do you want from me? I don't know. Just
damn.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to ruin your career.
You guys you guys' relationship's on the rocks right now, isn't it?
We're fine. We're going through a rough patch. We'll be all right. We're going camping this weekend.
Kevin, I'm surprised I didn't get a call 15 minutes before the show to tell me to come on.
Yeah, people, you know, I love how people get, I didn't need a guest, but if you get a guest, whatever. But I asked, I can't even go into the fucking dirty details of my life. But bottom line is like, yeah, like if somebody want to do the show, come on by. If you don't want to do the show, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think Fisher,
the end of the world.
Fisher Stevens was going to come by, but he got a flat in the highway.
I got to do an hour at colleges, and I only have 15 minutes, so I think I can manage an hour and a half in a fucking studio. Plus, we got a studio audience today, so we can always bounce off of them.
Any girls over there, other than the girl that the...
Andrea's here. No, there's three guys, one with an A&A t-shirt. I guess that's a collector's item now.
It really is. Should be AA shirt.
And the other guy, what's your t-shirt say? Oh, Stranger Things. I don't even know that show. You should be on that show, Brian. They could use somebody like you.
I'm down. There's a bit of a restraining order of me and the girl, the little English girl, but once they can drum her out, you know, a little cunt, call me back once in a while.
So, Tom, what do you got? Nothing?
You know, Drake was in trouble for texting that girl.
Oh, really? He texted her, that guy Drake?
Yeah, they interviewed her, and she was like, yeah, he texts me all the time. We're like, what?
The girl from Stranger Things? Yeah, how old is she?
Yeah.
Too old for me. But like,
she's hot?
14 or 15.
She's hot? 14. Yeah, she's cute.
Drake's a fucking... They're all psycho. Fucking... They're black dudes are psycho.
He's a mulatto.
Like, I hate to say it, but they're fucking... Tom, they're psycho. I saw Derek Gaines. I'm a fan of his. He left with like a white midget the other night. I know he's tall, but like... I'm like, she's a midget.
The lame boozler?
Like, what the fuck? And it's like Drake can have anybody he wants. So he's good dating like 15-year-olds and 18-year-olds because it's like, at least he can, it's like it's still edgy.
18's
he could
fine.
He could get arrested.
15. Yeah,
fucking
good.
R. Kelly. He just does whatever the fuck he wants. And black people forgive it because the D.L. Ugly said, he goes, well, you know, because we like their music, we don't care. So it's like you guys want to be in charge. You want to be in charge. You want to get jobs in banks and shit?
Yeah.
Like, if we like their music, we don't give a fuck. If we like your chicken, you can rape us.
Are you saying anything higher than a bus driver, no go?
No, I'm just saying they let them do their music and dunk their fucking basketballs, but they're not going to be in charge of the banks and Wall Street.
And in our
like they just culturally, I saw a guy, I literally, the next time I see a black dude or the first time I see a black dude of a certain age pay his fucking fare on the subway, I'm going to give him a fucking applause break.
Right.
I guess it's part of reparations that they don't pay. Like, it's unbelievable to me. They don't even look around.
But I think in R. Kelly's defense, he only pisses on children. He doesn't have sex with them. So you might want to just...
No, that's foreplay for black dudes.
Okay.
You didn't see that fucking Chuck Berry? You piss on him first, and then you that lets him know who's the boss.
Yeah, you like that?
To be fair, I went to a Billy Joel concert last night in Madison Square Garden. A bunch of white people in the same place. That's not that great either, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, sorry, Tom. Your wallet was in your front pocket, your back pocket.
What did he close with?
What did he close with?
Downeaster Alexis?
I forget what he closed with, to be honest with you. But it was a good show. Yeah. He knows how that...
You think he's getting the hang of it? He's done a fucking 1,000 shows at Madison Square Garden.
Week.
Kevin, he's still got it, this guy.
Yeah. I know he's still got it, but he's playing... It's a home game. He can take the fucking train right there.
Yeah, like that club in Poughkeepsie you worked in.
Yeah, take the train right there, get off.
Maybe right, black people may be crazy, but
black people, I swear to God, I just
don't. You can catch me and Kevin at Bananas this weekend.
Cool.
You got a car, Tom?
What's that?
You got a car?
Kevin, I'll figure it out, man. Come on.
Oh, that means
no. What are you
no.
doing to me?
That means no. Yeah, when a guy says, I'll figure it out, what are we going to zip guard together? You faggot! Hang up on him.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Tom. Take it easy. Thank you. Wow. Tom got the dial tone. All right.
Let's move on.
How are you doing?
Oh, how's the weather?
Well,
about those hearings?
How's it going with the wife?
How about SNL? That was edgy, right?
Terrible.
Getting Matt Damon? Matt Damon's fucking good, though.
Yeah, but
I only saw a clip, but you ever see the
Saving Private Ryan?
No, you ever see him do Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, he's good.
That's fucking. So you can tell he's funny. Yeah, but like, he's from the Matthew McConaughey.
I think that the cast members of SNL should play all the parts.
Do
yeah.
Yeah. Do your mommy.
Well, whatever. I mean, we're talking.
What do you read? What everybody else reads? Like, no, that's not right. First of all, Lorne knows what he's doing. He knows that the cast members are never going to be what they used to be.
Yeah, but it's cheap.
Because it's all the. Nobody gives a fuck that Michael Che and Colin Jost can do the news. Because there's a million other shows that do the news. So you can't get any traction. So they've learned with Alec Baldwin, get a celebrity to play these people, and then the fucking star fuckers out there go nuts because no one knows who Beck Bennett is, who's a cast member, or fucking, now they know Pete Davidson because he's fucking Cardi B. Otherwise, they would have no idea who the fuck he is. They would just know the guy, he looks like he has AIDS.
I'm so old. I was about to interrupt you and say, he's fucking Angie Dickinson. Yeah. No. What's her name? Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's got a big dick.
Dude, so you want to? What do you want to do? You want to talk about with Chip Chipperson?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween costume? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
I think you're calling for, is this a HSN?
What? No, I'm calling
Sounds like a Home Shoppers
Kevin.
Network call, doesn't it?
Let her talk. Come on.
No, I'm calling for Kevin.
Hi.
Oh. Is this Visa?
I wanted to tell him that I love the show, and hello to Brian.
Hey, hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Thank
Good.
You.
And I never get to watch live because I'm always at work, but I'm not at work today. So I said, I'm going to call just to say hi, and I love the show.
Well, thank you
so much.
Oh,
that's good because I was actually going to tweet today. Can we get some women to call? Because women never call. Because women think, you know, I'll just watch. I'll watch the men fight it out. And
why do you have the day off today? What do you do for a living?
I work in the credit and collections business, but it's my birthday today. So
oh, shit. Happy birthday. Look at you. How old are you? You mind me asking?
Well, I'll answer you, 57.
Nice. Oh, good. All right.
You don't look a day over 56.
Yeah, all right.
It's a funny joke because I can't see you.
And, Kevin, do you ever come anywhere near Detroit? I've never seen you come around this area.
Motor City?
Listen, I have the worst agent in show business. Right. And so once I fire her, I'm going to start.
You gave him a hernia when you threw her in the pool.
I'm going to start booking myself. I'd be like, I'll call the clubs. I'd be like, you better fucking book me. I can't represent myself because I'm a bit of a hothead and I run out of patience with things. No, I would love to go to Detroit. I want to do, no, my wife quit her job. So I want to do anything. I just want to get out of the fucking city. I hate the city. These fucking 10-minute spots. I'd rather bomb in Detroit than do well in the city.
And you will.
What's your name go ahead.
What's that?
I said go ahead.
You've got to come around here somewhere. I've seen Dave Land out here a couple times.
Oh.
He's local, I get that. But there's plenty of comedy clubs and plenty of people that come around here. So I would hope that you'd be able to come around here sometime and we can see you live.
I have, not that I would
love
out
to
there with you, but I have lots of connections in Detroit. I've
I bet wealthy, you do.
Wealthy friends.
I know you're big around Lake Huron.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Windsor, Ontario. It's a great strip club.
Mm-hmm, you go right across the thing.
Over the bridge. Go.
What's your name? Are we friends on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter, but I will tell you that I tried to be a donator on your page, but you only take PayPal, and I don't do PayPal. So I emailed you, and you never answered me back, so I guess my money's not good there.
There you go.
So I must have never got it, because anybody's money is good anywhere. Wait, your page. Well, you can go to the Patreon, but I don't know. Just click. Yeah. Go to my webpage, and I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes at some point I run out of patience with if people go like I don't do PayPal or don't do Patreon, so it's like don't worry about it. But now you go to Patreon. Patreon's easier than PayPal.
Yep.
Okay.
What are you doing for your birthday? You going to dinner or something? Are you gonna get spanked 57 times?
Yes, I'm going out to dinner. I just got back from Washington State. Yesterday for my birthday, and now I'm going to dinner tonight. Yeah.
Wow, it's like a federal holiday. Look at you.
It's a good birthday, though. October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm a successful businesswoman, and I come and go.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said she comes, and then the guys go.
That's my preferred. That's the preferred way. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Have a great day. All right.
Okay,
Motor City,
too.
Baby. All right. Yeah, I've never been to Detroit. One of my friends is very wealthy. He lives in Detroit. He always trying to get me to go out there.
I've been to the Detroit airport. I don't think I've ever been there, though.
He brought an ounce of cocaine to my bachelor party. It was nice of him.
Did you share with anybody? You just
did
the whole
thing. I did it all myself.
You did the whole bag.
I locked the door to the bathroom.
It's my birthday.
I'm getting married.
I'm a gigantic cunt.
Right. Exactly. Coming
I don't like to share.
Right. Get this hooker in the bathroom. Have her twiddle her twat while I do blow.
What's the etiquette for coke? Are you supposed to ask people if they want to do some coke with you?
I just dump it out on the fucking table.
No, but like if you bring your own bag, like how much do you have to share? Do you have to share half the bag or what's the etiquette?
I think it's kind of like viewer's choice or whatever. I don't really know. You just kind of like, you can probably.
Depends how friendly. No, if you're trying to get laid, you share. But if it's just a bunch of dudes, you give
what
them.
What he thought there were 12 guys coming. And they weren't. It
sounds
was
like a good porn, right?
Yeah, I can't believe coming 12 angry men, and it's trying to be 3 guys, but he didn't know. He thought it was 12, so he bought all this, and he brought it across state lines. He brought it to Canada.
That's dangerous, right?
He put
go to jail for like 50 years.
Something like that. I don't even know. He just put in his cowboy boot. He didn't give a fuck.
I guess they're not as strict, right? Especially if you're white.
Yeah, if you're white, you know.
That's got to be weird for Canada to be so close to Detroit, because Detroit's hood, you know? And then you cross totally the bridge, you're in Canada, and Windsor, Canada, like, very hood? Like, is it St.
Like
Louis?
It's like casinos and strip clubs, and it's very, like, like
they try to take the black guy's money, and then they get him back on a bus to Detroit?
I don't know how Windsor, Canada is. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what black people like. They like to gamble, and they like to hit strippers.
I don't know what to say to that.
Cardi B, what strip club was Cardi B at? Private Eyes?
45th Street, yeah.
No, it was in Queens.
Well, she moved around.
No, last night she got arrested, or today she got arrested for assault at a Queens strip club. Garrett, can you find out what strip club? Because I was on the treadmill, and I couldn't, I didn't want to fall off the treadmill to stop to see. But a lot of times they won't say the name, or they didn't put the name on the monitor.
Last night at Scandals on Queens Boulevard. That's a real strip club. So what did she get arrested for?
Assault?
I mean, like, what was the context?
I don't know.
Was it like another guest?
I don't know if it happened over the weekend, or I don't know if it was an old charge. I don't know. But here's the thing about strip clubs. Not a lot of good things happen at strip clubs.
Well, you know.
A lot of times people get arrested. People are drunk. Women are naked. There's a heightened sense of, like, something. Like, shit's always about to go down. Because not only that, there's a lot of pimps there. A lot of the girls bring their pimps there, and then there's that, and then you got bouncers trying to fuck the girls, and so they're very protective. And then what the fuck is Cardi B doing at a strip club anyway?
Actually, in Queens.
No, but those are the best ones. But I mean,
you think she'd be at, like, you know, the one on 60th Street? I can't remember the name of it right now.
Sapphire?
Yeah.
That was the guy. The guy just got a. He was the guy who was involved with a. Where the fuck story was this? The guy. Fuck. The guy. A guy who was in. Fuck, it was just in the news. A guy who worked at Sapphire was something. And I was like, Brian would love this story. Anyway, go ahead, caller.
First, it was Angel's Strip Club in Queens.
Where? What street?
3217 College Point Boulevard.
Well, that's way out there.
That's way out there.
Flushing, yeah.
Yeah, Flushing. Because all the Asians say Flushing. So, thank you.
You should bring her everywhere you go.
That's great. And she's straight, too. Like, I think I might have a shot with her. I was goddamn married.
Yeah, if you weren't. Yeah, women love a alcoholic blind guy.
I had the most.
I met this cute blind guy who drinks a lot. Can't wait for mom to meet him.
At least we have something in common.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right.
Last week I was with my wife, and I woke up at like 5:45 in the morning, and I do this thing where I hug my knees to my chest, you know.
I thought you were gonna say you hug your niece.
Hey, listen, she'll be in town next week. Watch out, I'm gonna shave down for that one. But I ripped this huge fart, and my wife was standing there by the bed, and I just looked over and I said, "Hey, take your pants off. Let's get something going." It was like the worst foreplay ever. We had sex, but I think blowing like a 7-alarm fart didn't really.
Is what you're talking about is moving forward.
Yeah, yeah. You want to revisit?
It's a real classic. Move it forward.
Okay, great. Caller, favorite Halloween memory.
Hey guys.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Brian, really quickly, you're an expert on Hispanics. Hey, do I sound like a white guy over the phone, or can you tell I'm, like, from East L.A.?
I'll be honest with you, like, completely honest. You have a little bit of a Mexican cadence to the pentameter of your speech. So, yeah, you do sound a little Mexican, which is fine.
Fuck,
most Mexicans are little.
White.
How much for an 8-ball?
Now, what do you mean that we're little? Dude, those are Central Americans. Central Americans are small.
That's right.
Not Mexican.
Yeah. That's why my, wife married me, because I'm tall.
Oh, Kevin, I want to climb you like a albino tree.
I love when Brian does like Hispanic voice, but he does like Puerto Rican voice. Well, he doesn't know how to do Mexican voice.
What's his here is here. What's this there is there. What you going to do?
Who's that? That's my wife.
That's your wife, man.
Is that is that haiku?
Lick the culo. I'll find out, huh? Give you a nice brownie, huh?
Hey, Brian, does your wife hate Mexicans? Like, you know, because she's from Central America and they kind of hate each other.
Mexican, no, I think you mean Kevin. Central. My wife's not from Central America.
Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
All right. Yeah, does your wife from Panama hate, like, Mexicans or, you know, everything that's Mexican?
No.
They're all one people, okay?
There is a lot of shit that people don't know. You know, like, you know, white people think black people all love each other, but then the Bloods and the Crips, they're all black and they all fucking murder each other. So I'm saying there's a lot of shit that we don't know. Like Cubans, everybody hates Cubans because Cubans are real uppity, and I guess they're like, you know, they're light skinned, and they have. Does Cuban their own language, or they speak Spanish?
No, it's a dialect that they speak, but they think because they have free health care, they're somebody. But let me tell you something, husband, they're not.
So, like, apparently in Florida and Miami, Cubans are real uppity. Everybody hates them, and then the Cubans look down at everybody else.
Oh yeah.
And then I guess like the Puerto Ricans, people don't like the Puerto Ricans because they have citizenship and
territory.
But like everybody else is like, you know, like Guatemala. Panama and Ecuador, they have all these little fucking things where they don't like them because of this and this and that. You know, you'd really have to go to history class to know what the fuck's going on. And then even that, you want to know. You have to date somebody. Yeah. And my wife will tell me some stuff. I go, oh, you know, this. I'll go, so they don't like them? She goes, yeah, no shock. Like it's common knowledge. Like, yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh, you stupid Guatemalans. They smell like coconuts.
Yeah.
That's you stupid?
Hey, Kevin, real quickly. So the other day, someone tweeted you like saying that, "Hey, would you be mad if Compound Media replaced Burning Bridges with like Sam and Jim and Sam, something like that?"
Yeah,
you know, and you were like, "Nah, I wouldn't get mad." And then me, Selma, Artie Lang's cleaning woman on Twitter, said, you know, trying to be funny, goes, "I tag Artie and go, hey, how cool if that ever happened." Kevin and Artie would start up their own like media, you know, like their own media network.
Yeah.
And, he retweeted it, but I noticed you left it alone. You didn't like, you didn't retweet, you didn't comment. So do you try to keep away from Artie, you know, try to communicate with Artie in any shape or form?
Wait, are you the one that are you the one that tweeted it?
Yeah, I tweeted that. And then Artie retweeted it.
Artie did?
But I wrote, yeah, he did.
Oh.
He retweeted it, so a lot of thousands of people saw my tweet. So I'm just wondering, but you didn't do anything about it. I'm like, I wonder if Kevin like gets mad when people tag Artie and.
No, I don't give a fuck. If I retweet it, I just want other people to see it. I might not have a comment, but you know, with Artie, I'd kind of leave him alone because, you know, he's going through his own shit right now. And you know, I can't fight everybody all the time. Like if I'm having a fight if I'm pissed at my co-host or my wife, I kind of focus on that. You know what I mean?
Thank you for that.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll just be in a bad mood and I'll just go after everybody. Like the other day I realized I was going after everybody at SNL. I went after Chris Redd. I went after fucking a couple other people. I can't remember. I think I said something nasty about Norm or whatever. Cause I just, and then I realized, I guess I'm mad at SNL this week. So whatever.
You were calling Norm? Like that he acts stupid and he purposely acts stupid so that people give him a pass when he does something stupid. That was so funny, man. I was cracking up.
Yeah, he does do that. He uses I'm the dumb Canadian to get away with the murder. You know, he doesn't. All his friends complain. All his LA friends complain. They text him. He don't text them back, and then he'll go, "Oh, you texted me? How does the text work?" Like he'll just act like a complete fucking idiot. Because he doesn't want it, because he acts like he's, you know, he doesn't know how things work, because he's a recluse, basically. He's a piece of shit.
Recluse. You guys want to get a room or something? I mean, should we?
You could go to the bathroom, do some blow if you want to do a bump.
Add some, I would do it. Gino left.
You guys got any, this guy, the guy on the left looks like he might have something.
Stick guy?
No, the guy to the left, he looks, are you Mexican, sir? What are you?
Oh,
Filipino.
Nice.
What a beautiful boy.
You are a beautiful boy.
Filipinos.
They have a.
Everybody wants to fuck Filipino boys.
They do crystal meth.
You know that? Did you know that? No, I mean, you should be getting your dick sucked right now by Esther Koo or something like that. Like, everybody wants to fuck it Filipino boys.
Well. Thank you.
We should have that on cue whenever Brian says something really lame.
Yeah, so have it
instead of the crickets. Yeah, what?
F7.
What?
Hey, Kevin.
What?
Hey, when you did Artie's podcast at one time, and I think he was, either you were late or he was late, and you guys were kind of like talking shit to each other on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys stay mad at each other for a while, or was it kind of like, you know, it got
I got
over
it. I got over it like about 8 months later.
Which is good for
you're
Kevin.
So funny, dude.
No, I just, you know, I just, whatever. I can't, I don't want to rehash that because it's kind of, you know, it's kind of come and gone, but. But yeah, I basically I didn't really even talk to him until I did the show with him and Kumia that day, and that was in like October, I think, and it happened on Good Friday, so that was like 4 months I was holding a grudge. But I don't mind. I don't mind holding a grudge for 4 months. I can do better than that.
It's nothing.
It's like people go, I can hold my breath underwater for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can hold my breath.
All right, take a minute.
Have him on your show. Have Artie on your show. Invite him.
I think I'll have mom, but I might be a little late, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I know, but so what? Well, give him a chance.
Yeah, he said he would do
it. Like, take a pee test every other day. So.
Yeah, that's stressful. That'd be stressful, right?
For sure.
I had to get blood the other day.
Why?
They won't give you blood. They won't give you money for your blood if you cough it up.
Well, if it's mixed with semen.
That's true.
All right, I got to say goodbye.
All right, thank you. Take it easy. See ya.
All right.
I think you would like this Angels Club in New York. We got some girls here if you want to.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's the club they were at?
Yeah.
So what was her deal? She got in a fight with a stripper or a client? Or I mean,
it happened over the weekend? Well, these are the girls that say they're there. These are on their website.
All right.
These are on their Instagram.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Looking good.
You might have to get on a bus and go out to College Point.
Yeah. Did we talk to Keith about the Christmas party yet?
He's saying Angels.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, damn.
Talk about a pig in a blanket.
Damn.
You know, like the appetizer thing.
So did she get in trouble over the weekend or was it an old charge?
I don't know. I stumbled upon these pictures and I haven't left and looked back into it.
Okay, like,
the girls are hot, though.
Yeah,
for real.
Meaty cock
out. I don't know if they all work there, if they still work there. Those girls, it's so sad because they're so fucking hot, but then they're all fucked up because between being a stripper and just what, I don't know why, but they could probably do better if they're that hot. They can probably do better than stripping, but.
Yeah, but devil's advocate, most of them are probably dead.
Oh, those girls are dead?
Yeah, like those pictures. I mean, really, 6 out of 10 have probably moved on.
What? Why are they dead?
They're probably mouthy.
Huh?
I'm just saying.
They talk back to their husband?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's
husband. Who am I kidding? Husband.
Yeah, husband.
A stripper has a husband. Here's the one thing. That's a 100% thing is certain in life. Yes, a stripper, if she has a boyfriend, they never have a boyfriend. Never.
Never.
They never. And then if you talk to them after a while, it'll slip out. Yeah, my boyfriend. I go, I thought you didn't have a boyfriend. And she's like, well, you know, I have some guy I'm seeing.
They always say, what does the stripper do with her boyfriend before?
Yeah, drops him off at band practice.
Right. No.
So Cardi B threw a hookah and drink glasses at two bartender sisters.
Oh, shit.
In the strip club. And then
they were real sisters or they're just black girls?
It doesn't say sisters.
Isn't she still pregnant?
No, she just had a baby. So she's celebrating by going to a dirty strip club. Yeah.
You know what? You know,
maybe she had the baby and coat check.
Right. Yo, number 44.
So did it happen over the weekend?
They were attacked August 29th. This year. So Cardi B just turned herself in over the weekend.
Listen, you can say whatever you want, but, like, I don't give a fuck about Cardi B. But now, after all the trouble she gets into, I almost want to listen to her music. So they say this, all this, like, especially if you're a rapper, female or male,
yep.
Just get into trouble. Because white people don't know about you until you get into trouble.
Right.
Like, 50 Cent was all about getting shot.
Right. Seven times.
Nine times.
Oh, really?
And that, yeah, according to my accountant. Sure. So the point is that nobody knows them. They don't really cross over until they get into trouble because the black community knows about them.
Right.
It's like Popeye's fried chicken, you know, until they got into the food court.
Right.
We weren't really, didn't have access to them because they're always in a bad neighborhood.
You know what's better than Popeye's? Bojangles. Do you ever Bojangles? I'm in Atlanta a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Bojangles is great.
Is it?
Mr. Bojangles. No, they...
Whenever I can see the booth from here. Huh? Whenever I see Keith leave, I always go, "What the fuck did we say?" Keith is at the Popeye's man.
No,
Keith is at the monitor. Right. Or he's in one of the chairs. And then whenever I leave, I'm like, "What the fuck did we say?" He's like,
"No,
Bojangles." What do you mean Bojangles is better than Popeye?
Out of here.
This is outrageous.
You asshole.
I am leaving.
If you boys won't discuss Popeye's in a positive light.
God damn it.
Take your $100.
Really, they have Popeye's now at the food court where I live, and it's like, okay, well, I still won't eat it because it's too thick.
Yeah, it's too thick.
Fucking the skin's too fucking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not chicken either.
It's chicken. It's just factory. It's like factory chicken.
Yeah, but it's the fucking skin's so thick that like it doesn't need what are you even eating? When did you get through the fucking batter?
It's the batter. The batter is thick, and then there's chicken underneath there. But the biscuits are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Atlanta airport a couple of months ago, and I had to get some batteries at the little plant. And I said to the girl working there, a cute little black girl, and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" She goes, "I'm hungry. I need some Bojangles." It always makes me laugh.
Who said it to you? The girl at the store?
Working at the airport. Because there is a Bojangles that's kind of in the terminal.
They don't eat right. They don't eat right. And when I say that, I'm talking about black people.
Yeah, I understand.
They do not eat right.
I just don't,
a lot of times they're in good shape until they get like dirty. These black women are just gigantic. And they have bad habits. They don't exercise.
Yeah.
And
there's this Puerto Rican guy. I've been going to the gym.
I'm not saying all, but they have bad eating habits and they don't exercise, and that leads to obesity and type 2.
Puerto Ricans statistically are the fattest people on the planet because they eat really starchy food like yuca and rice and pork. And not the pork is starchy, but they eat because it's like food that you would eat when you're like going to cut sugarcane and shit. It's like it's the diet.
Even the Filipino guy's getting bored.
Is he really? Sorry. Filipinos, you ever eat balut? Ah, you eat people. Hey, leave my ex-wife out of this. He's all right. Look at him go.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween memory?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, nigger, faggot, nigger, beaner, wetback.
Well, hey, you just won two tickets to see Journey with their new Filipino lead singer at Madison Garden. August.
That's great. Did you see that documentary?
Your wife let me give her a dirty pirate last night.
What's a dirty pirate? So you come in somebody's eye or something?
Yeah, you come in her eye and kick her in the leg.
Oh, that's a good one. I gotta remember that. Dirty pirate. Maybe I'll be a dirty pirate for Halloween.
It'd be the first time.
It's October now, so I'm gonna be getting plenty of Blumpkins this month.
Blumpkins when you get blown on the toilet.
Why October?
Because it's festive.
Halloween, pumpkins and all that.
Yeah, pumpkin, Blumpkin.
You knew what Blumpkin was?
No.
Wait, is that what it is when you get blown on the toilet?
Your dick sucked on the toilet.
How did you know?
I know. I like Amy Schumer, and she's a hack, and that was the end of her special.
Garrett, did you know what it was?
Yeah, that's old hat.
Yeah, it's old hat.
Why would someone blow you on the toilet?
You know what old hat is? Is when you take a shit in a hat and you mash it down on somebody's head. That's old hat.
Wait, why would someone blow you on the toilet?
Because you can make them?
Yeah,
I guess.
Because exactly. They didn't have a strong father figure to tell them these aren't things you should do.
You can't just get up for them?
No, I was. It sounds comfortable.
Do you read the Sunday Times while they're blowing you?
Andy Cap.
You ever drink a cold beer in a hot shower? It's not supposed to go together, but they work.
It does actually work.
When you want to treat yourself, you take a shit and get a blowjob.
Yeah. Like reading like Hagar the Horrible. You're like, oh, Hagar, you're getting kicked out again.
I worked at this restaurant one time, and the manager, he was like, I don't know what he was. His brother was gay. He was a waiter, and the manager, I don't know if he was gay or whatever, but he was something. He comes out of the employee bathroom one time. He just me and a couple of people goes, there's nothing like a good shit. He goes, it's almost as good as a blowjob. And I'm like, I've had neither. So I had no frame of reference, but. I that stuck with me. I'm like, sometimes a good shit is like, it's just a real, very pleasurable.
Gorgeous.
I don't think I could like relax and have it. You got to be kind of relaxed to take a good shit. So if someone's sucking my dick, I don't think. Anyway, now I'm using a squatty potty. You use that?
Yeah, I bought one. Yeah.
My wife had it. And then lately my shits have been, I think because I'm getting older and I'm tense.
Yep.
So my shits haven't been coming out, so now I'm using a squatty potty, and
better,
it really
right?
it is
so
much it's
better.
Coming out clean.
I know it all lines up.
So we don't have they're not our sponsor, but maybe they
library.
If we stop saying nigger so much, maybe we'll get some.
Right. All you niggers use a squatty potty. Thank you. I'm currently rocking a marble hemorrhoid. And I use the squatty potty. And every time I wipe my asshole, I can feel that hemorrhoid, like, just on the right. This is there. I touched it with my index finger. And I can feel my heart beating it. Thank you. It's true. Hopefully, it'll go down a little bit, hopefully. I mean, I'm just kind of watching it. It's like an active volcano. You're just kind of like, we'll see what happens.
You can't even see. So
can wipe, though. Don't worry.
So it's in your asshole. It's not on the outside.
It's on the right of like whatever is up. You know, it's like on my sphincter.
That's so hot.
I know, right?
Now the prostate.
Right.
Seeing
any girls want to masturbate right now? You go right
now
ahead.
The prostate guy's taking this.
Yeah. You think
He's not the only guy.
Yeah, we've got. But squatty. You guys use squatty potties over there? You got to pick them up. They're great. $25.
I mean, I just lately that my I feel like I shit and it doesn't all come out, and then it's annoying because you know
you feel like you've got like a it's like a half a load in you.
Yeah, and you want it all to come out, so now it's like you know whatever.
You line it right up with your feet and everything, it all lines up, and it's.
But you can't really do anything. You can't read because it's all. And I said to my wife, I go, "What do I do with my hand?" She goes, "What do you mean? What the fuck do you do?" I go, "Cause I'm like up and I gotta." Well, whatever. She goes, put him on you. I go, whatever. She
give you a Blumpkin. Just put your hands on top of her head. You know,
get your Blumpkin with the squatty potty.
Yeah, get a Blumpkin with your squatty potty.
Your
really?
Wife doesn't like the. Yeah, she would blame the smell. She would blame the. She's like, I can't sit with this smell.
So uptight. Yeah.
My dick smell like baked bread. She'd still be like, I know. What kind of bread is this?
Cinnamon scones.
I mean, what a nice lady.
Yeah, sure.
No, she's trying. It's not easy being married. Are you married, caller?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Means what?
Well, what does that mean?
He would never. He's not.
I go to the strip club and do blow off the toilet bowl.
Oh, no. What part of town do you live in?
New York, man.
Where? What strip club you go to?
The one that Cardi B was at.
Oh, no kidding.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I seriously do.
Where is it? Near the Whitestone?
Gotta be. College Point? It's out by Spa Castle.
But it's not in a black neighborhood, but they got all black dancers?
No.
It's about 50-50.
Yeah, some Spanish girls
go
there.
Out there. Does the E go there, or the F?
Not the F.
What's that?
Does the F train go there?
Is there anything more depressing than taking the subway to a strip club?
I don't know.
Well, no, if it takes you right there, it's not. You don't have to worry about parking.
You
know what the sad part is? When I used to live in Astoria, and sometimes I would just like I was single, whatever. I'd be riding my bike, you know, just to go get a. I remember I would go to there was a McDonald's. I ride my bike to McDonald's or whatever. Just ride my bike in general. I see a hot girl, and I like circle around, and then I'm like, what's my move on a bike?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like being at a strip club. You're like, yeah, you want to take the E-Train home with me? You know what I mean? Now you can get Uber, but I'm saying like you got no move on a bike.
No.
And these strippers, for a stripper, you got to have a car. They're not going to fucking take a train with you.
No, you can't. Or a bus transfer?
Yeah, bus transfer, waiting for the Q48.
You imagine? But you know, Adam, our producer for MLC, he pulls girls out of strip clubs a lot. Like that kid,
but he lives there. He's got all those dirty strip clubs near his house.
Yeah, he sure does.
If you're close by, or now with Uber, it's no problem. Because back in the day, you had to wait for a cab, and that was always dicey because they always want to get the strippers in their cab, so they don't want to give you a ride.
I want to rape you. I mean,
Remember the thing where they used to have they weren't cabs, but they were livery service.
Yeah, livery, right.
And they would just you get in the cab. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to this place. $50. Like right. No. But if you were desperate, you would pay it.
Sure. Well, like, and they're always named for some like little town in Puerto Rico, like Acierbo or, El Vonte or something. But yeah, now Lyft and Uber, it's fine. I mean, you know,
it's great. It's great. Yeah. Great.
Every time I'm at the strip club and a nigger tries to dance on me, I pay her to go away.
What?
I think he just said what I think he said. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Go ahead, sir. One more time.
What's that?
What'd you say?
You broke up.
Oh, every time I'm at the strip club and a nigger tries to dance on me, I pay her to go away.
There you go.
Like B.O.
Yep. That's what I thought he said.
Tell your mom I said hi.
Right.
I'll see your wife tonight.
Right. Oh! Thank
Hang
you
up on
much.
Him.
Thank you very much.
Hang on. We're gonna
his wife's almost 50. She should have worked at night. She's a lunchtime girl.
My wife's not 50.
Yeah, almost.
Your wife's almost 60 then.
No, your wife is probably 47?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She looks great, so.
Anyway, no, I mean, the black strippers are good. I would say the worst strippers are white strippers because they don't want to do shit. Black strippers, they'll do shit for money. Black, Hispanic, so they're good. No, they'll fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm into
it. Fuck you. So a white girl is gonna, you know, she's not gonna, she won't do the, they don't even want to fucking touch your dick a lot. They'll be like, ah, because they think they're slumming by working as a stripper. They think they should be maybe like
I'm writing a screenplay.
They should maybe be a typist at some kind of thing.
I'm in an improv group.
Yeah, if they would have stayed in school. So they're like, you know, I'm just working my way through. And a lot, you know, I swear to God, what he said, I'm the opposite. When a white girl comes up to me and she's like, can I get a dance? You want to dance? I'm like, I want to spit in their fucking face. But I don't because I don't want to get thrown out of the club. But I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get a fucking shitty dance from you and then talk to you in your fucking bad breath or whatever. So
my buddy was at Club Oasis in West Palm Beach in Florida, and this black girl came up to him, and he went to got a dance, and all of a sudden she like pulls his dick out and just starts fucking him. And
in the club,
like
it didn't happen.
Did I'm telling you?
This
I can
like,
call
this
him
like
now.
Dear,
he knows.
This is like Dear Penthouse. This
no,
is,
it's
this
not.
Didn't happen.
It's not even a good story. It's
is there
just
a
like,
witness there?
It happened. He's the witness. And I believe him.
Judge Kavanaugh, was he there?
It was
our
right.
Judge.
Had
was he
beers.
There?
I had you like beer. So
yeah. like a guy's trying to go to the Supreme Court. He has to say what kind of drinks he likes.
Right.
I like gin and tonics in the summer. Right. Who don't on the veranda?
Right. I mean, honestly, no brown liquor till after Labor Day. Yeah. Well, you could drink clear liquor during.
Okay, she didn't. So what happened with the stripper?
He just blew his load in her, and now he thinks he might have a shoe. I don't know. He just like fucked her. It was like a $20 lap dance. Yeah, bareback, baby.
And not in a private room.
No, in like I've been in that lap dance room of the Club Oasis.
And now he thinks he has something.
He doesn't know. No, he's fine. I mean, I think he has some.
Yeah, is he fine? AIDS takes a while to incubate.
Masticize. No, this is a couple years ago.
You can't be sure for 6 months. That's a long 6 months. That's like
gestation.
Waiting for the fucking, huh?
Gestation.
Like waiting for the governor.
Right.
To let you know if you're going to make it or not, you know?
Now, what's your last meal? AIDS.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
You know, Brian, you're a funny fucking guy.
Thank you.
And I've listened to the show from the first show.
Thank you.
Mike Florentine.
You're talking about a goddamn show like Chip Chipperson.
Right.
That fucking hack, Norton. Right.
See?
He sucks.
All right, well, there
you go. He dressed up like Bozo the Clown, okay?
Okay.
You're not getting that.
Well, some people like the show, some people don't. I think it's funny, so.
Brian, yeah, don't worry about some assholes calling up saying, oh, yeah, you're really bad on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
They're watching the show. Their IQ is probably about 80.
Wow. That is. I think that's like a.
Brian loves the show. It's Brian's favorite show.
I know
show.
You do. You know why?
I listen to it, though. I don't watch it.
I'll tell
it.
You why you love the show, sweetheart.
Go ahead.
Because you're licking ass, okay?
All right.
That's all you're doing is licking ass.
If Michael, no. if Jim Florentine and Dennis Miller had a baby.
It sounds just
listen,
like.
Listen, dude, the Florentine thing, like that village idiot that called before saying, oh, yeah, I'm and he's got to scream and yell. You know what he does, if you remember? He's a marijuana guy, okay? You know what he is? A farmer, okay? I've invested in, you know, marijuana culture to begin with, so that makes him my serf.
Wow, serf.
You understand? No,
hey.
No, he's a field hand.
A field
he's
hand.
Like, my hands are all sticky from marijuana. I mean, come on, really? Where is the fucking humor?
I think he writes down his stuff before he calls in anyway, too.
I know, I like it.
And you know something? He has to. You know why? Because when I don't get high. I drink, but I don't get high.
Right, yeah, I'm
and
with
it's
you.
It's ridiculous to do that.
You get high? What the fuck are you talking
high.
About?
I get high. I don't.
You do blow.
Me,
you do all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit.
I'm
stop
not
it.
Saying that. My mentality is that, you know, you have to do your own way. And he's like, and the dude has to scream like a village idiot?
Yeah. Well, we're always
I like a passionate call, so I don't give a shit what they're saying as long as
no,
they're passionate.
I mean, hey, listen, you know, Kevin, you're an angry fucking douchebag. I understand that.
Right.
That's what I love about you.
Right.
You're angry at everything.
And don't
forget
the
douchebag.
You're angry at your bike. You're angry about this. You're angry about your wife. I love that, man, because I love anger too. It's good.
It is compelling.
Pays the bills.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of. Anyway.
I mean, I really don't care about your opinion. I'll give you my opinion. You rifle back and be like, oh, you made fun. I was like, who cares, dude?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? And by the way, I want to say a shout out. That's so Negro. But that girl had a birthday. Today's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. That's great. Happy birthday.
Wait, right. So people don't have to work on their birthday? Is that what it is?
Take a day off.
You're goddamn right. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm taking a helicopter down to Atlantic City, and I'm going to be gone for the next 2-3 days.
Nice.
You're going to gamble?
No, I'm going to go down there and jerk off.
Yeah. Wait.
So you're going to take a helicopter to Atlantic City?
Is that about a half an hour? Not even. About 40 minutes, maybe?
All right. I hate helicopters. Yeah. What happens if something goes wrong?
Oh, you know something? If that happens, and if it crashes, I'll be done in a second. So what's the difference?
Right.
Yeah, but that's going to be a long second. You know what I mean? That's going to be motherfucker, I should have just taken a fucking megabus.
No, did you ever pass out?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever get knocked out?
Yeah.
Got knocked up.
With your personality, I agree with that. But and then you wake up and everything's black and gray and what have you?
Yeah, what have you?
All right. Keep trying to break my ball, son. Keep being angry. I love that. You wake up and who cares? But if you're going down in a plane or a helicopter, who gives a fuck? You're gonna die anyway, and it's gonna be an instant done.
Yeah, but my point is, you don't have to take a helicopter. Bill Burr.
Oh boy.
Bill Burr is taking helicopter classes so he can ride his helicopter. Like, where the fuck are you going that you need to be
really?
There that
how
fast?
How old does he get with the Florentine and the Bill Burr thing? Really? I mean, come on, Kevin. Can you
he just sold out a fuck. He just sold out the Forum. So you think he would be like, just take a car, stay on the ground. Fucking, it's a natural thing. John Madden had a job city to city. He wouldn't get on a fucking plane. He wanted to be on the ground. He would take a fucking bus from stadium to stadium because he didn't want to deal with it. So to be in a helicopter where, you know, if you don't have to be in a helicopter, unless you're giving traffic reports, what the fuck are you in a helicopter for? You fucking idiot. So then when the fucking propeller stops working, like, shit, I should have taken a bike. Fuck you. Hang up on him.
Have a great time in Lake City. Happy birthday. All right. That was good. It's funny. John Madden lived in Dakota. On 72nd and Central Park West.
Yeah, why didn't they murder him? He's a bigger target.
Right, he really was. He had to shoot with an elephant gun. But I used to see his big truck.
Big head? Your head looks really big on TV, too.
Well, it's all the brains
I got. Chipperson and like those fucking cameras.
I'm a fucking brainiac. But Chip, so he had a giant van. I would always see it on parked on 72nd Street because I lived across the street.
So people think like, okay, I know it's irrational fears or whatever, or phobias or whatever, but it's like a helicopter is unnecessary. Like when these people go on like, I'm going to go on a helicopter over the Hoover Dam. I'm like, why? Like, who gives a fuck? I know people are like, because it's beautiful. It's like, okay, but the helicopter, you're trapped. It's like being on an elevator.
Yeah.
And then you're trapped. Like, if shit goes wrong, at least a plane, you have a fighting chance. That fucking guy landed a plane in the fucking Hudson.
Yes.
If a fucking helicopter lands in the Hudson, you're all dead. They just happened couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They lands in a helicopter, they're not saving it. Done. Because it can't glide. It just, it's like a fucking stone goes right in there. And then you're like, shit, Bill Burr.
What is those pontoon things underneath the, you know, like a...
That don't do shit?
Uh-uh. Well, you must be a military girl.
It's a pontoon, like a it lands in the water?
Pontoons are something with buoyancy, and the skegs on a helicopter are not that. So, yeah, as Kevin says, like a stone.
No, but yeah, but a pontoon, you can... What are those planes that can land in the water?
They're planes, airplanes, not helicopters, for starters.
But what if your plane crashes?
It depends on what it's set up for. If you're flying over water, you have to have water equipment. Helicopters that are flying over water actually have inflatable floats they put under the skids.
Oh yeah, but they didn't work. When it landed in the East River, they didn't work, or the guy didn't know how to work them.
The shit.
Because people choke under pressure. Brian was on Chip Chipperson. He sucked in his own dick.
Oh bullshit.
People choke under pressure. They know that. You think when a plane crashes, people are like, oh yeah, I know where the flotation device is because I know how it works because they tell me every time at the beginning of the flight. People choke. They'll choke.
When you fly and they go, if we're losing altitude, make sure that it goes on your kid's face first. And
no, your face first and then your kids.
Yeah, I always fly business, so I don't really know how it works back there, but I would imagine.
It works the same everywhere.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I just fly.
It'd be funny if, like, if business and first class, it actually became a boat.
Yeah.
Like if it crashed because it was too big for the whole plane to become a boat, but business and first class.
There's like a little bit of little extra engines up there. That
yeah, and all the poor people are dying.
Yeah.
I mean that's Darwin. That's Darwinism anyway.
I'm like
I always thought whenever I flew first class, it's like you're the first person to die too. You're the first person on and off. You're first person to die because if it crashes into something, it's gonna fucking
we're all dying.
Crash fucking head first.
How that goes. I mean
you don't know. No, you don't know all die. They don't all die on planes.
I don't think the 38th row has got a better chance than the second.
It do. It's the last thing to hit the fucking mountain.
That's so stupid. This is such a drunk guy argument. It's like,
you should be good at it then.
I should be. You would think.
Win
you
every
should
drunk
be.
Guy argument.
You should be.
Hey, I've been to this tavern before.
Right.
I don't know you.
Let me get a picture of Julian's red.
It used to be on Red Eye.
Right.
Yeah, Red Eye.
There she goes.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite holiday memory?
All right. So, Brian, don't worry. I'm not calling in trying to suck your dick this week. But I do think that you did a great job on Chip Chipperson
yesterday. Thank you.
But the podcast itself is too much chaos. But, Brian, you were fucking hilarious. So
thank you.
No, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Twitter over the weekend for me was kind of crazy because everybody's tweeting, oh my God, Brian, don't quit. Oh, Kevin, stop being mean to Brian. All this shit. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
As far as a podcast team goes.
Thank you.
Disagree.
And you guys have so many people that love what you do.
Thank you.
So, you know, as far as podcasts go, you guys are my favorite.
Thank you.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's Christmas morning.
Oh.
I get so excited like a little fucking kid.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
He's talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Well, the show's called Burning Bridges for a reason. So what was so great about Brian on Chip?
On. Let's not make the guy get into it. Thank you, sir, very much for the compliment. I really appreciate it, honestly.
I can get into it.
All right.
Okay. Brian is just as ditzy and fucking weird and makes dumb puns and stupid comments just to, like he did on Chip as if he were on Burning Bridges or if he was on MLC.
Yeah,
I didn't notice a difference. I don't think he sucked his own dick.
Right.
I just thought it was, oh, regular old Brian just being Brian.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay on brand, as they say.
You know, it's funny when...
Nah, man, you were awesome, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Any fan on Twitter or anybody else who says otherwise, you know, all right, that's fine. We all have our own opinion.
Brian would block people on Twitter, but he can't see and he can't afford to lose the followers.
I do appreciate it. Thank you. Kevin.
It's funny when my brother Neil Brennan dated Molly Shannon for a while.
Uh-oh.
She was on SNL. And
the girl, though. How did he feel about that?
When she came, after the show, she would ask him, like, did you like the show? And he'd go, yeah. And then she that wasn't enough. He actually had to come up with examples of things that she did that he liked. So it wasn't enough that he just liked the show. She would be like, okay, what did you like specifically?
Yeah.
So he was like her son or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
He
was older than him. But it's so now I do that to people and they go like, oh, that was a good show. Like, okay, what was good about it? Because it's easy to just say it's a good show. It's like saying he's a good comic or you was good. I know who this caller was. Anyway, he was defending you. Some people were defending you on Twitter, so whatever. Some people see the method. But the point is, you wanted to go there. I took you there. I asked you to do something you didn't, and I was like, okay, well, I guess that's the way it's going
to
be.
Anything. I can't. It's so boring.
Invite me to your house, and I'll make a fucking scene. You know, people are like, well, I'll get all angry. I'll flip a fucking table. I'll go to your Christmas Eve fucking
table.
I'll flip the eggnog fucking jar.
Fucking drama queen.
And then
you're
people,
so ridiculous,
and then you'd be
honestly.
Like, why'd you invite him? Be like, oh, I didn't know he was going to do that. I told him not to. I told him not to be angry. That's my MO, to be angry. So I learned, fool me once, shame on me.
Okay.
Fool me once. Shit, I got that wrong.
Fool me twice.
He walked out again because I didn't get the fucking thing right.
Right.
Fool me once.
Go ahead.
Shame on you.
Yep, sure, fool me twice.
Fool me twice.
Shame on me.
Do you remember when George Bush did that?
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
George Bush was trying to say that in a press conference. He goes, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you ain't going to do it again." He can't remember.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, "Fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again."
Isn't that a Who song? You okay with that cough, by the way? You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
It'd be so great if you coughed in your hemorrhoid, not your hemorrhoid, your hernia shot across.
It already is. I have to hold it down when I'm coughing. When coughing 11, I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
Gary, you better hose this fucking microphone down. Holy shit. So fool me.
Throw it in a lot, an active volcano.
I didn't even see what he said. So he said, "Fool me once. Shame on." I still don't know. Nobody can remember how it goes.
I can.
Fool me once. Basically, the bottom line is,
it's horrible.
Fool me once. Shame on you, because you cheated, but fool me twice.
Yep.
It's my fault. That's the joke.
What are you eating? A little raisin bread will clear that up.
I'm eating cough drops, motherfucker. Okay, first of all, people go, "Why don't you just drink some water? Or why don't you just..." First of all, I got to talk for an hour and a half or else Keith don't pay me.
Right.
So, and we don't have
paid?
No commercials. So the bottom line is, I got to keep talking. My wife goes, why don't you take a sick day? I go, because we ain't got no fucking sick days in show business, you fucking whore. And I got to hold my fucking hernia down when I yell like that, because else it'll pop right through my fucking thing.
Do you physically feel it like a rubber ball?
Yeah, boy. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite holiday, Halloween memory?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hey, it's me, Gil. Just wanted to say, can Brian at least admit that he has a drinking problem?
What's the problem? I put the glass to my lips and there we go. No problem. No, no. Are you Miguel? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly candid, like, I lost the majority of my vision 2.5 years ago, and I'm self-medicating with alcohol, and I keep it at about 10 glasses of wine a day, you know, usually 7 days.
That's what his doctor recommended.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, my doctor's, yeah, right, Dr. David Lee Roth. Thank you. So, I don't know, I don't think it's...
Only once!
Shame on, fool me three times and there's a snake squirrel in the basket.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. That's an excellent call to wrap up on, because I appreciate all the calls.
Yep.
Because it's like, you know, guys with drinking problems never admit they have a drinking problem. So I've been through this before. Brian can do whatever he wants. He's a good sidekick. Would I bring in the Chip again? No, I won't do Chip again. I'm not doing Chip again. Fuck it. If Chip's not on this network, I'm not fucking doing it again. I'm not going to Riotcast, that piece of shit fucking studio. The AC don't work. The fucking...
doesn't work.
It's the whole thing's a fucking joke. And for Chip to beat her, Chip gets one fucking ad. One ad! You know how many fucking listeners he gets? He gets one ad. And it's like, people that listen to the show, they're all fucking idiots. And it's like, no, they're not all idiots. 100,000 of anything, you're not going to have all idiots. So I'm not doing a fucking show there anymore anyway. So next time they ask me, I'll be like, when you come to fucking Compound, I'll be glad to do it. I'm not doing any shit. I'm not doing any shit at Riotcast. Fuck that. Fuck Bobby Kelly. Fuck Sprantz. They're fucking geniuses. They get Chip one ad. It's unheard of.
I'm happy to do
Chip. For a show to be that popular, I get one ad. One ad.
I'll do Chip whenever.
Fuck that.
Whenever I'll do Chip whenever. So.
Right. So I'll give me your number.
Right.
I'll tweet it out.
Terrific.
So that you'll get a lot of action.
Oh, yeah, Miguel.
Jimmy Martinez used to give out his real number because he liked the interaction with the fan.
Oh, shit.
You just broke something, so we're going to take that out of your money.
Great. Now I made $14.
All right, but yeah, you're right. I was trying to get an intervention today. I was trying to get Eddie F to call in, but I guess Eddie's busy mowing his lawn or something.
Right. It's high desert, so it's probably like a bushwhacker.
Anyway. All right, thanks for all the callers. Thanks for the booth for taking all the calls.
Have a great Cinco de Mayo.
I'll be at Bananas this week. Go to Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, Route 17.
Hope you're not monkeying around.
And let's sell this motherfucker out. Sell this motherfucker out. Kevin Brennan, 666.
Yeah, I had plugs too,
Facebook,
but go ahead.
Put all my stuff.
All right, great. At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter, I guess. Thank you.
I got blisters on my finger!